Hello and welcome to SearchCloudComputing.com's podcast on IT skills within the cloud computing world. I'm Jo Maitland, editor of the site, and with me today is Jeff Kaplan, who's founder and analyst at Think Strategies. Think Strategies is an independent consulting firm dedicated to helping IT pros get the most out of cloud computing, managed services, and software as a service. Jeff was formerly an industry-leading analyst at IDC, at DataQuest, and the Meta Group, and an industry practitioner for many years. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So we're hearing that IT operations managers are somewhat reluctantly beginning to dip their toe into the cloud world. And we're hearing that there's obviously new skills involved in working with these kinds of technologies. And I think a lot of people out there are starting to realize that. Can you dig in a little bit on some of the maybe specific technologies, some of the languages or frameworks that the IT pros could look to get skills in to help themselves?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And it probably makes sense to preface the remarks by pointing out that while this term of cloud computing is certainly new and certainly confusing as well, it really is the latest step in the evolutionary process that builds upon a series of enabling technologies and computing languages that we are all well familiar with, but it continues to be refined and perfected. So by that I mean the cornerstones of cloud computing are providing a more elastic and more easily provisionable computing capability via the web. Well, in order to do that, we're talking about leveraging technologies we already know, which include grid computing, virtualized systems, Java programming, as well as open source technologies. But what it's also adding is a new layer of platforms as a service and a new method of distributing the infrastructure in the form of a pay-as-you-go service as well.
That's interesting. You mentioned open source there, and we're hearing sort of buzz around Eucalyptus and Open Nebula and other companies. So I'm curious, for IT admins and pros out there that haven't necessarily done much with open source yet, is now a good time to take another look at it?
Oh, absolutely, for two reasons. Not only the cloud computing, which is obviously the focus of our discussion here, but on a broader scale, enterprises as a whole have become increasingly comfortable with open source because of growing support among the traditional vendors, like IBM, for instance. And obviously, there's a lot of Google envy, if you will, when it comes to what they've been able to achieve with their service delivery infrastructure built in and with open source technologies as well. So open source has actually played three roles when it comes to cloud computing. Many cloud computing vendors are building their service delivery infrastructures on the cloud stack. Many cloud computing vendors are also adopting a open source approach to the way in which they package and price their solutions. So they start with a freemium model, much like open source solutions, and then there's an uplift to a support option, which you usually pay for. Same thing happens to be true in many of the cloud computing offerings. And then finally, the open source movement originated the idea of crowdsourcing and community in which the users of the open source solutions share their best practices and even share some of the solutions they built on top of those open source capabilities. Well, the same thing again is true in the cloud computing realm, with that kind of crowdsourcing and community sharing of best practices and tools. So open source is not only being used within enterprises in a traditional sense, but it's a cornerstone in what the cloud computing movement is all about as well.
Okay. And then in terms of virtualization, technology, I guess it's a core piece of the infrastructure within cloud environments. Is VMware, Xen, KVM, any of these a better bet for developing skills around, or
they're all playing a very active role. They're all playing an active role, although in terms of newsworthiness, VMware did recently team up with Salesforce.com to permit greater interoperability between the VMware world, if you will, and the Salesforce platform, which is referred to as Force.com, so that users don't have to worry about being locked into a proprietary platform and can, in fact, move more easily in the virtualized world of VMware as well, and using Java along the way.
Right. It's pretty interesting. VMware's getting a little bit more open.
Absolutely. And Salesforce as well, for that matter.
Yeah. So I'm an IT operations person. That's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. I've got all this experience. You know, perhaps I've done everything. I've been in network, systems, storage. Is that all useless to me, or can I bring any of this to bear in a cloud setting?
Well, yeah, as I originally suggested, it's not so much that we're going through a revolution, although it may feel that way. We're going through a rapid evolution that is built upon the success of some of the traditional technologies and languages we've known in the past. But I think the key in all of this is to be more and more focused on what is, in fact, possible via the web, and therefore centering your skills development on being focused there as well. It may include understanding what's happening with open source as well as virtualized technologies, but it certainly is going to be around the way in which we use the web to deliver these applications and services to better meet the needs of customers. But what's even more important, if you're talking about skills, is the skills around understanding the business implications of these new services and how you evaluate the quality of these services on a business level as well as a technological one.
Right. It's a key step, I guess, that sometimes IT gets sucked down into the technology, and you always have to remember, like, what are we actually doing this for?
Right, and keeping in mind that you're not buying a product any longer. You are, in fact, buying a service that has product, or I should say technological features and functions to it, but understanding, therefore, the skill of contracting, the skill of service level management, the skill of vendor relationship management is going to be as important as the technical skills of developing solutions in this cloud computing environment as well.
Absolutely. How about the idea of there's a new kind of, I think, job title out there around the notion of DevOps. So, does this mean if you're an IT admin, you now should be learning to write applications? What is that DevOps thing?
Well, it can go a couple of different ways. You can look at it as a new set of capabilities that allow you to develop applications in the cloud and manage the process through those remote resources. And you may see more end-user involvement because they're trying to make those development tools and services more user-friendly and more applicable for business end-users to take advantage of. Once again, this may lead to a secondary set of skills, which is that now that we have this consumerization, so to speak, of the IT function, in which the development is no longer just the role and responsibility of a application development team and or IT management community, it means you've got to now look at how you're going to manage your end users in the way in which they adopt these applications and, in fact, build applications for themselves.
Right, and actually train them as well.
Yeah, that's right. Train them in both the positive as well as some of the pitfalls associated
right.
with taking on these responsibilities.
Yeah. And then lastly, how about some of the sort of the soft skills IT pros should look at acquiring?
Yeah, as I indicated earlier, it's about a new set of criteria for selection when it comes to the service providers you're going to be working with. It's going to include not only the technical capabilities they have to offer, but the quality of service they provide, the security and reliability of those services, and fundamentally, because we're living in a cloud rush environment with a proliferation of players, ultimately that's going to translate into a consolidation and shakeout of many of those players as well. So that means you've got to be thinking about the vendor viability and financial viability of those companies and be able to work with others in your organization to evaluate companies on that score.
Right, right. And things like sort of shipping software in a team environment. It's less about the, you know, IT guy sitting in a dark room on his own now. I think it seems to be that we're, you know, IT is almost getting raised up to being in more of a collaborative role. And
that's right, and therefore a much more interdependent one as well.
Yeah, yeah. Great, Jeff. Thank you so much for filling us in.
Hey, it was a pleasure to talk with you again.
Cheers.